Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Thursday evening, May 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. BioStem Technologies reports first quarter 2026 financial results. BioStem Technologies reported first quarter 2026 financial results with net revenue of $6.10 million. The company focused on hospital market opportunities, expanded sales force, and retired outstanding debt. BioStem plans to uplist to NASDAQ, expecting revenue of $25 to $29 million for 2026. Gross profit was $3.80 million, operating expenses totaled $12.60 million, and GAAP net loss was $8.80 million.
GeoVax reports first quarter 2026 financial results and highlights GeoMVA Phase 3 trial implementation plans. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reported a net loss of $5.30 million for the first quarter of 2026. With revenue impacted by the termination of a government contract, the company highlighted progress on its GeoVA Phase 3 trial implementation plans, focusing on accelerating regulatory approval for its MVA vaccine candidate. GeoVax also emphasized strategic advancements in immuno-oncology initiatives, positioning itself within critical healthcare sectors.
Stone Day Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX 1Q26, highlighting a transition towards recurring low-carbon fuel monetization. Revenue increased 27% year-by-year to $54,600,000, with gross profit improving to $2,800,000. The key change was recurring quarterly 45Z recognition tied to current period production, with $4 million recognized across dairy NRG and California ethanol. Credit monetization is moving from narrative to reported earnings, showcasing positive trends for Amedis.
HeartBeam Beat advances commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. HeartBeam advances its commercial launch with the release of its first quarter 2026 results. The company reported progress in heart attack detection, ambulatory ECG patch initiatives, and a successful public offering that raised $11.50 million. With a net loss improvement to $4.70 million, HeartBeam continues its growth initiatives and commercialization of its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform. Boxabob, FG Merger 2, FGMC, Advanced Proposed Business Combination. Following SEC effectiveness of Form S-4, BOXABL and FG Merger 2 Corp. have moved forward with their proposed business combination following the SEC's approval of their Form S-4 registration statement. Shareholder meetings are set for June 9, 2026, with the closing expected soon after. Once completed, the combined company is anticipated to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BXEL. For more details, visit the company's website.
Dogwood Therapeutics announces first quarter 2026 financial results. Dogwood Therapeutics, Inc. announced its first quarter 2026 financial results, showcasing a strong operational start. With significant progress in its pipeline for Halmeron reference and SP16, the company reported a net loss of $5 million for the quarter. Research and development expenses increased to $2.70 million, while general and administrative expenses rose to $2.40 million compared to the same period last year.
LIG Assets, Inc. provides update on Mariana, Florida, calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. LIG Assets, Inc. provides an update on its Mariana, Florida, calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. The company is working with industry professionals to prepare a potential SEC Regulation SK Subpart 1300 technical report to validate and enhance the value of its mining assets. Management believes that the updated report may reflect the increased market prices and demand for calcium products, potentially strengthening the company's revenue base and long-term financial position.
Investor News breaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative approach to GLP-1 therapeutics. The editorial focuses on Glucopharm Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nano, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving treatment for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related metabolic conditions. A News breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc. launches Regulation A Plus offering to support AI infrastructure expansion. Blue Sky AI Inc. launches a Regulation A Plus offering to support the expansion of its AI infrastructure network. Individual and accredited investors can participate with a minimum investment of $1,000. The funds will aid in developing modular AI factory footprint and expanding NeoCloud compute capacity in the U.S. South for large-scale AI workloads. Green energy breaks: American Fusion Inc. highlights strategic Washington engagements, provides corporate update. American Fusion Inc. shared updates on strategic engagements in Washington, discussing potential applications for its Texatron Fusion Engine platform. The company also highlighted progress on corporate objectives, including Form 10 effectiveness, Rule 15 C2-11, quotation application, OTCQB qualification pursuit, and development of its 5 MHz Texatron pre-production unit for commercialization and capital markets goals.
Tiny Gems breaks: NextPlat Corp., NASDX, NXPL, NXPLW, reported improved first quarter 2026 results with stronger margins and reduced losses despite lower revenue. The company achieved a record gross margin of 35% and a 42% decrease in net loss. With $11 million in cash and no unsecured debt, management aims for positive operating income in the second half of 2026.
Tiny Gems breaks ADXTX Inc. to effect 1-for-27 reverse stock split May 18th. ADXTX Inc. will undergo a 1-for-27 reverse stock split of its common stock on May 18th, aiming to meet NASDAQ's bid price requirement. This move will reduce outstanding shares from 13.8 million to approximately 510,123, with the stock still trading under the symbol ADTX.
BioMed News breaks: Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. featured in BioMedWire editorial on CNS drug delivery innovation. In a recent BioMedWire editorial, Oncotelic Therapeutics was highlighted for its innovative CNS drug delivery platform targeting Alzheimer's disease and biodefense research. The platform aims to bypass the blood-brain barrier for direct therapeutic delivery to the central nervous system. I would love to hear that I had. The editorial underscores the increasing interest in advanced drug delivery methods for neurological treatment.
Tech media breaks: Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0, featured in AINEW Wire editorial on autonomous warfare technologies. Tech Media Breaks reports that Spark AI Inc. has been featured in an AINEW Wire editorial on autonomous warfare technologies. The editorial showcases Spark AI's software-only platform for drones, offering GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting capabilities. This addresses the increasing demand for autonomous intelligence systems in contested electronic warfare environments. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/spaif.
Alphabet to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund AI ambitions. DataVault AI Inc. plans to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund its AI ambitions. Following the trend of major tech companies seeking overseas debt to support rising costs in the AI race. As AI systems advance, companies like DataVault AI Inc. are expected to develop even more sophisticated AI-powered solutions.
Hormuz closure puts EV manufacturing at risk. The ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz poses a significant risk to the global electric vehicle industry. I look of a last week on social media and my impression of what you have come to life and what you need to learn from the industry. With challenges in transporting essential raw materials for EV battery production, concerns of supply shortages and increased manufacturing costs loom. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may need to implement contingency plans to maintain production levels, potentially leading to higher costs for consumers.
Biomed News breaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative work in the GLP-1 therapeutic market. The editorial showcased Glucopharm Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nanoscience, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving the treatment of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR News breaks: CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. reports first quarter 2026 results. Advances strategic transformation. CNS Pharmaceuticals reported first quarter 2026 financial results, highlighting progress in its strategic transformation towards an acquisition-driven growth model focused on neurology and oncology assets. The company secured a $22.50 million private placement post-quarter end to support operations for over 12 months as it pursues asset acquisitions and explores out-licensing opportunities for its glioblastoma programs.
Blue Sky AI Inquiry, BSAI, outlines scalable SkyMod architecture as AI infrastructure demand accelerates. Blue Sky AI Inquiry outlines its scalable SkyMod architecture to meet the increasing demand for AI infrastructure. The company's strategy focuses on deploying SkyMod data centers quickly to provide high-performance computing solutions. As global demand for AI infrastructure grows, Blue Sky AI aims to offer flexible and efficient modular systems to address the need for compute power, energy, specialized chips, and data center infrastructure.
Investor news breaks: Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, shareholders approve all proposals at annual meeting. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TNQ, shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual meeting held on May 13, 2026. With 108.4 million shares represented, shareholders elected all nominated directors, approved auditors, and passed the non-binding advisory vote on executive compensation. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News breaks: Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, KPA, receives 2026 Healthcare Innovation Award for Drug Resistance Research. Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, Kappa, has been honored with the 2026 Healthcare Innovation Award for its groundbreaking work in drug resistance research. Recognized as a leader in this field, Kairos Pharma focuses on developing cancer therapeutics to combat treatment resistance, aiming to enhance the effectiveness of existing therapies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks: Boxabel FG Merger 2 advance proposed business combination following SEC effectiveness of Form S-4. Boxabel and FG Merger 2 Corp. announced that the SEC has declared effective their joint registration statement on Form S-4, advancing their proposed business combination. Shareholder meetings are set for June 9, 2026, with closing expected soon after, pending customary conditions. The combined company is anticipated to trade on NASDAQ post-merger, BoxaB is revolutionizing the housing market with its modular building systems, offering affordable, high-quality homes quickly.
Tech Media Breaks, Tomix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. to present fibromyalgia real-world data at ISPOR 2026. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. will present real-world data on fibromyalgia at ISPOR 2026. The findings from a retrospective study on U.S. South claims data will offer insights into fibromyalgia treatment post-FDA approval of Tonix Tonix Myar in 2025. The company focuses on CNS and immunology treatments, with Tonix Myar AEM being the first fibromyalgia treatment in over 15 years. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
IDM Devers provides update on proposed land sale and planned use of proceeds. ADM Devers Inc. provides an update on a proposed land sale evaluating a $2,518,813 offer for a land parcel. The buyer must complete due diligence, apply for rezoning by July 6th, and secure approvals by September 2026. If successful, ADM plans to use $1.50 million to pay down debt, reducing monthly debt service by $12,000, with the rest supporting cash flow and the transition to a new facility.
LottaMed AI to submit forward stock split request to FINRA as company advances operational expansion strategy. LottaMed AI Corp. plans to submit a request to FINRA for a 5-for-1 forward stock split to support operational expansion. The split, if approved, will apply to all issued common and preferred stock, including Series C voting preferred stock. This move aims to enhance long-term scalability, flexibility, and growth as the company advances telehealth infrastructure and healthcare analytics in Latin America and other emerging markets.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. reports record first quarter 2026 financial results, reiterates production guidance. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced record first quarter 2026 financial results, boasting $80.40 million in net income and $56.20 million in free cash flow. With strong margins at the Tocantinzinho mine and higher gold prices, the company produced 31,846 ounces of gold. It reaffirmed its full-year production guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces and ended the quarter with $637.20 million in total available liquidity for growth initiatives.
Created announces vocal equity realignment and updates annual shareholder meeting dates. Created Inc. announces a vocal equity realignment, boosting its ownership in vocal from 20% to 51%. The annual shareholder meeting record date has been rescheduled to May 26, 2026, with the virtual meeting set for June 25, 2026. Vocal 3.0 progresses as Created advances its SEC re-registration and planned uplisting strategy.
Investor news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American. NYSE American, New P reports fiscal 2026 third quarter financial results, maintains strong working capital position. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, New P reported a net loss of $0.87 million for the fiscal 2026 third quarter, maintaining a strong working capital position of $39.28 million. The company highlighted a framework agreement with the Carangas community for the Carangas Silver Gold Project. Total mineral property balances reached $119.48 million, showcasing continued investment across the project portfolio.
Investor news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. advances commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. Heartbeam Inc. announced its first quarter 2026 results, highlighting progress in commercial partnerships, heart attack detection, and ECG patch initiatives. The company raised $11.50 million in a public offering and reported a net loss of $4.70 million, an improvement from the previous year. Research and development expenses decreased as Heartbeam continued advancing its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. announces non-brokered private placement of up to $2 million. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has announced a non-brokered private placement of up to $2 million. The company plans to offer 11.1 million units at $0.18 per unit for gross proceeds. The funds will support the Phase 2 drill program at the Murdoch property in general working capital. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
American Fusion TM Inc. advances Texatron TM development with the completion of the structural frame for its 5MW pre-production system. The company is moving towards integrated assembly and controlled testing, focusing on scalable infrastructure-grade applications. American Fusion TM is also working on larger 10MW, 20MW, 50MW, and 100MW designs for future commercial deployment. Regulator review processes in Texas are underway as the company raises up to $5 million for continued development.
First Orion and Glia have launched an identity-first partnership to secure branded calls with call authentication and spoof protection. The integration combines First Orion's capabilities with Glia's banking AI platform to help financial institutions protect brand identity, reduce fraud, and improve customer engagement across voice and digital channels. Unlike standalone authentication tools, this integration embeds identity verification directly into live customer interactions, reducing friction and strengthening trust.
Easy Environmental Solutions and TerraPlenish reference show outstanding yield increases and offer alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. showcases remarkable results with TerraPlenish Refresh in addressing the global nitrogen shortage. Independent rice trials reveal a 12% increase in yields per hectare with 50% less synthetic fertilizer usage, offering a sustainable alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. The company's innovative approach signifies a shift towards agricultural independence and local fertilizer production, crucial for enhancing food security in a volatile global landscape.
BranchOut Food shareholder update. Record production and major customer deliveries position. Company for record Q2. BranchOut Food Inc. expects record Q2 revenue after achieving record production levels in March and April, positioning the company for major customer deliveries. The company's largest order to date launched nationwide in over 600 locations, at the nation's second-largest warehouse club retailer, with early sales exceeding expectations. Additionally, a potential large-scale tolling partnership with a major household brand is nearing finalization, representing a significant revenue opportunity.
Sauce launches AI-powered cashback loyalty, driving up to 30% increase in reorders within weeks. The new offering combines automated loyalty and AI retention to help restaurants grow repeat revenue on autopilot. Customers earn cashback credit on every order, leading to a significant boost in repeat orders. Direct ordering through Sauce can help operators keep 20 to 30% more revenue per order compared to third-party platforms.
Western Star Resources announces it will be attending key meetings in Washington and will be presenting at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. Western Star Resources Inc. announces President and CEO Blake Morgan will attend and present at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. The conference, focused on commodities, mining, and energy sectors, will provide networking opportunities. The company will also hold key meetings in Washington discussing future development of its critical metal assets across North America. American Shared Hospital Services reports first quarter 2026 financial results. American Shared Hospital Services reported a 15.9% revenue growth in quarter 1 2026, driven by direct patient services expansion. Operating performance improved, with gross margins up 36.7% year-over-year. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 18.4% year-over-year. Volumes are trending higher into the second quarter. A conference call is scheduled for 12 p.m. ET today.
BFCH appoints veteran public company operator John P. Gorst as chief executive officer as the company progresses with the Ancient Extracts USA acquisition and platform expansion. Jordan P. Balancich transitions to chief science officer. Gorst brings over 30 years of experience in public company leadership and strategic partnerships. The company aims to enhance operational execution, acquisition integration, and commercialization strategy with Gorst's appointment.
Innovate Tech Inc. receives support to develop antimicrobial testing services and product enhancements. Innovate Tech Inc. reports that its subsidiary, Innovate Tech Labs Corporation, is receiving advisory services and research and development funding from the National Research Council of Canada Industrial Research Assistance Program to develop new antimicrobial testing services for medical devices. This support will help Innovotech meet client demand for higher complexity testing and provide stronger technical support as standards evolve, CEO Craig Milne stated.
Quarterly results. PNAG reports good start to 2026. PNAG has reported a strong start to 2026 with significant growth in normalized EBITDA to $17.9 million. The earnings were driven by successful project sales and improved wind conditions. The company confirmed its fiscal year 2026 guidance, with total operating revenue reaching 68.9 million euros and revenue increasing to 56.2 million euros. CEO Heiko Wuttke noted positive results from the transformation and cost-cutting program Focus and Deliver. Walker Newson SE Annual General Meeting approves dividend for the fiscal year 2025. Walker Newson SE's annual general meeting approved a dividend of €0.70 per share for the fiscal year 2025, up from €0.60 per share last year. Shareholders also elected Christian Rass to the supervisory board. CEO Dr. Carl Tragel emphasized the company's commitment to shareholder compensation and sharing success. More details on the meeting's voting results will be available at www.walkernellis.group.com/HV.
Gabler Group AG invites to earnings call on unaudited Q126 results. Gabler Group AG, a developer and manufacturer of subsea technologies, will host an earnings call on 19 May 2026. To discuss unaudited Q1 2026 results. CEO David Schirm and CSO Ole Johansson will provide insights on business development. Registration for the call is open. Founded in 1962, Gabler is a key player in defense solutions, serving over 250 customers globally.
AP Plyf reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results. Year-to-date revenue reaches $2.10 million, driven by continued e-commerce platform expansion. AP Plyf Digital Solutions Inc. reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results. With year-to-date revenue reaching $2.10 million, the growth is attributed to ongoing e-commerce platform expansion, enhanced product inventory selection, and effective digital marketing initiatives. With a focus on scalability and efficiency, AP Plyf remains committed to strategic growth and value creation for shareholders.
AmpliTech Group reports strong first quarter 2026 revenue growth and significant Q1 gross margin expansion YoY. AmpliTech Group reported a 48.6% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $5.35 million. The company also saw a significant gross margin expansion to 48.0% compared to 33.0% in prior year, with a net loss improvement of 17.3% and cash equivalents of $18.40 million. AmpliTech remains debt-free and focused on expanding its commercialization initiatives.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces strategic board and governance appointments to support financing and NASDAQ uplisting strategy. Zachary T. Stadnick, former TSX Life Sciences lead, joins the board of directors, while Natalia L. Butterworth is appointed corporate secretary. The company is also relocating its registered office to Vancouver, British Columbia, in line with its NASDAQ uplisting strategy under the MJDS framework.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valen Semiconductor Limited 1Q 26 revenue of $16,900,000, surpassing expectations. Despite a slower one-hour setup, management remains confident in meeting fiscal year 26 revenue guidance of $75 million, $77 million. Anticipated acceleration in 2Hour 26, driven by CIB growth, Pro AV momentum, and customer launches in 3Q 26 and 4Q 26. Automotive and VA 7000 markets offer long-term potential.
Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. reports fiscal 3Q 2026 results. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. announced a 65% year-over-year increase in third-quarter revenue to $4.20 million. With fiscal year-to-date revenue up 67% to $13.50 million. Legacy de-SPAC liabilities have been reduced by over 95%, and stockholders' equity improved to $22.30 million. Stock locate and securities lending revenue reached $3 million year-to-date, with five correspondent relationships signed. An earnings conference call is scheduled for Thursday, May 14, 2026. At 8:30 a.m. ET.
Greenland Energy, GLND, advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy is making significant strides in its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. The company has secured advanced rig capacity and logistics for its upcoming onshore oil exploration program. This move comes as Greenland becomes a focal point for explorers and investors seeking long-term energy security outside traditional regions. Greenland's recent agreements aim to overcome logistical challenges and tap into the potential hydrocarbon resources in the Jameson Land Basin.
Rock breaks, ES Gold Corp. eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, is gearing up for growth at its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The recent $7.20 million offering will fund the project's advancement along with general working capital. CEO Gordon Robb sees this as a crucial phase in defining Montauban's full potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on mineral properties, is pushing ahead with its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. With gold prices holding strong, the company closed a $7.20 million offering to advance the project and for general purposes. CEO Gordon Robb sees this phase as crucial for Montauban's development. ES Gold is known for clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery.
Investor news breaks. Wearable Devices Limited unveils Mudra Pro neural sensing platform for AI and XR innovation. Wearable Devices unveiled Mudra Pro, a neural sensing platform for AI and XR innovation. The wrist-worn platform combines sensors and processing for state estimation, intent decoding, and behavioral analytics. Positioned as a key outcome of the AI6 Labs initiative, the platform is designed for developers, researchers, and enterprise teams. For more information, visit the company's website. IMA Worldwide earned a CCP QEP designation for three CCP-approved AIM programs. IMA Worldwide has earned the ACCP QEP designation for three AIM programs, now offering CCP professional development credits. The programs, including Introduction to AIM, Change Pro, and AIM Practitioner Certification, align with the ACCP standard for change management. This recognition reflects IMA Worldwide's commitment to providing rigorous and research-based training to drive successful organizational change.
Investor News Breaks, Spark AI Inquo, Frankfurt 5OV0 establishes permanent Ukraine operations to accelerate Overwatch adoption, Spark AI Inquo, announced plans to establish permanent operations in Ukraine through a wholly owned subsidiary to accelerate adoption of its Overwatch autonomous mission software in the country's defense drone market. The expansion includes building a team, opening an office, and appointing Greg Daly as chief strategy officer. The company aims to convert growing engagement with Ukrainian drone manufacturers into recurring software sales.
Biomed News Breaks. Ontolec Therapeutics Inc. announces first patient dosed in Phase 1b trial of SAPU-003. In a significant development, Ontolec Therapeutics announced the dosing of the first patient in the Phase 1b clinical trial for SAPU-003, an IV disciperparticle TM formulation of everolimus. The trial aims to evaluate its safety, tolerability, and anti-tumor activity in patients with advanced mTOR-sensitive solid tumors, including HR-positive or HER2-negative breast cancer. This innovative weekly IV formulation seeks to overcome limitations of oral delivery. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Search Atlas Summit Training Shapes SEOR Rally's Agentic Workflow. COR Rally integrates the OTO platform by Search Atlas into its core service delivery model, emphasizing AI-assisted agentive SEO workflows. The platform automates on-page optimizations across client websites, allowing the team to focus on localized keyword positioning and competitive analysis. This integration reflects a broader trend among local search providers, optimizing efficiency while maintaining human oversight.
Greenland Energy Company advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy Company advances its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements, securing access to advanced rig capacity and operational support. The Jameson Land Basin, where the company is drilling, is attracting attention for its potential hydrocarbon resources. As global energy markets seek supply security outside traditional regions, Greenland is emerging as a frontier for explorers and investors. The company's strategic agreement with Stampede Drilling aims to facilitate drilling operations for its exploration efforts in Greenland.
Investor News Breaks. Canemera Energy Metals Corp advances SAUSEPE rare earth project with drill program underway. Canemera Energy Metals Corp has initiated a drill program at its SAUSEPE rare earth project in Brazil, targeting potential mineralization areas identified through historical surface sample. The approximately 500-meter auger drill program aims to follow up on elevated rare earth oxide values and test mineralization continuity across the Sara, Erica, and Maya target areas.
Alphabet to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund AI ambitions. Alphabet and Amazon are venturing into international debt markets to finance their AI ambitions, with Alphabet planning to issue yen-denominated bonds and Amazon preparing for a Swiss franc debt sale. This move reflects the increasing need for fresh capital outside domestic markets as spending on AI infrastructure rises. Analysts predict over $700 billion in AI-related infrastructure spending by tech giants this year, prompting companies to turn to borrowing for expansion.
Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities. Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities as Shure Nanoscience Limited develops a distinct next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovation aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the dynamic pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins leaders like Merck & Co. Inc., AbbVie Inc., and Viking Therapeutics Inc. in reshaping how metabolic diseases are treated.
NUMA NUMA Resources Inc. is reimagining the Panguna mine in Bougainville, shifting from conflict to cooperation. The company is part of a new chapter in Bougainville's mining story, where past tensions are giving way to responsible development. Across the globe, valuable mineral deposits sit idle due to political change, but NUMA NUMA is part of a new generation seeking to revisit these sites. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/NUMA.
Investor Newsbreak's Shure Nanoscience Limited was featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative GLP-1 development. The company's subsidiary, Glucopharm Inc., is advancing GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide targeting GEP-1 and peptide YY receptors. Positioned in the growing metabolic disease market, Shure Nano aims to improve efficacy and delivery flexibility. The editorial highlights Shure Nano among other key players like Merck & Co., AbbVie, Viking Therapeutics, and Altimmune.
Investor Newsbreak's Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA to present at LD Micro Invitational 116. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA will be presenting at the 16th annual LD Micro Invitational on May 18, 2026, at 1 p.m. PDT in Los Angeles. CEO Dr. John Yu will discuss the company's clinical program and partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining Newsbreak's Canamara Energy Metals Corp. advances Sal Sepe Rare Earth Project with drill program underway. Canamara Energy Metals Corp. provided an update on its Sal Sepe Rare Earth Project in Brazil, where a drill program is underway to follow up on elevated rare earth oxide values. The approximately 500-meter auger drill program is expected to run for 4 to 6 weeks across three priority exploration targets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility, Inc. 1Q26. The results show continued execution under the transformation plan, with revenue hitting $25,600,000 at the high end of guidance, up 9% YY. Adjusted EBI TDA loss of $12,300,000 outperformed expectations. Improved on-demand private charter margins, cost controls, and efficient servos development contributed to the positive results.
Investor Newsbreak's Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. to participate in two May investor conferences. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. will participate in two investor conferences in May 2026, the RBC Capital Markets Global Healthcare Conference on May 29th in New York, and AGP's Annual Virtual Healthcare Conference on May 20th. The company's management team will be present at these events to discuss its latest developments and future plans. Critical Infrastructure Technologies update to acquire Western Australian engineering business, Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, announces the acquisition of a Western Australian precision engineering and manufacturing company, strengthening their manufacturing capability and providing immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution. The acquisition, valued at $5,775,000, is part of CTEC's strategy to establish sovereign manufacturing capability in Australia and vertically integrate production of their Nexus platform and future defense technologies. The transaction is expected to double revenue and EBITDA within the next 2 to 3 years.
BioMed Newsbreak's Lantern Pharma enters $4.40 million registered direct offering. Lantern Pharma has entered into a $4.40 million registered direct offering, selling over 2 million shares of common stock at $2.06 per share. The company also plans to create a separate entity for its AI platform with Zeta.ai. Lantern Pharma is a clinical stage precision oncology company utilizing AI technology to develop cancer therapies and
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. details key milestones and future drilling plans at an emerging growth conference. The company's sedimentary phosphate project in Northeast Nevada aims to supply direct application organic fertilizer to U.S. South agriculture markets. With confirmed consistent phosphate mineralization and assays returning grades averaging 10.93% P2O5, Nevada Organic Phosphate plans an expanded 2026 drilling campaign while pursuing additional permits with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management.
ICON Labs emerges from stealth to solve the infrastructure crisis holding back autonomous vehicles. ICON Labs emerges from stealth to tackle the infrastructure crisis hindering autonomous vehicles. Introducing reset pods that enable continuous fleet operation within cities, the company aims to reduce downtime and operational costs. These modular units handle core fleet functions like charging and cleaning, eliminating the need for trips to centralized depots. ICON's innovative approach promises to reshape the economics of autonomous vehicle operations.
GeoVax highlights emerging role of Gepton in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. GeoVax Labs. INCI highlights the strategic role of Gepton in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. The program aims to modulate the tumor microenvironment, enhance checkpoint inhibitors, and develop multi-tumor potential. Gedeptin's unique mechanism combines localized tumor destruction with immune activation, aiming to overcome immune resistance in cold tumors. The company plans a neoadjuvant study in recurrent head and neck squamous cell carcinoma to evaluate Gedeptin with PD-1 targeting immunotherapy.
XMAX's AI transformation is heating up, with $4.80 million in contracted revenue and a target of over $30 million in the next 6 to 12 months. The company's $5.60 million investment in SpaceX shares ahead of its blockbuster IPO is drawing attention. Net sales in 2025 surged 73% to $16.70 million, showing XMAX's rapid evolution from furniture to AI. CLS Innovations reports first quarter 2026 financial results. SS Innovations International Inc. recorded a record Q1 2026 revenue growth of 117%, fueled by robust SSI Mantra installations and global expansion efforts. The company's unaudited financial results for the quarter ended March 31, 2026, showcased a significant increase in revenue, gross margin expansion, and a rise in gross profit. CEO Dr. Sudhir Srivastava expressed optimism about future growth initiatives and the democratization of advanced surgical robotic care.
Aries Strategic Mining announces completion of major processing plant infrastructure milestones. Aries Strategic Mining has completed critical milestones at its Lost Sheep Fluorspar processing facility in Utah, including the installation of the plant's conveyor belt system and the completion of the electrical and motor control center systems. These advancements signify a significant step towards transitioning from mine development to processing operations, bringing the plant closer to commissioning and production readiness.
Charbon releases updated presentation and fact sheet. Charbon Corporation has released updated investor materials, including a corporate presentation and fact sheet, showcasing the company's focus on clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen production. The materials highlight the industrial gas market tailwinds and Charbon's growing portfolio of production plants across Canada, the United States, and Asia Pacific. With a strategic approach, Charbon aims to capture the accelerating demand for UHP gases in key sectors like semiconductors, AI, and aerospace.
Hybrid Power Solutions secures its largest order to date, valued at over $50 million. The purchase order from distributor LMDH for 10 Spark Hybrid systems to location GM marks a significant milestone for the company. This order highlights the growing demand and strong user economics for hybrids' reliable, emission-free power solutions in industrial applications. Deliveries are set to begin in June 2026.
Mayor Tong Thompson highlights strategic growth potential in San Angelo. Mayor Tom Thompson discusses San Angelo's strategic growth potential on the Building Texas show, highlighting performance-based incentives attracting large-scale industry projects. A third-generation data center could bring in $12 billion in revenue without straining resources. Plans for interstate access, airport expansion, and water reclamation show the city's commitment to sustainable growth and talent retention. For more, visit the Building Texas Show's YouTube channel. DC Building Inspectors, 50-plus years of experience behind each report. DC Building Inspectors Melbourne has released findings showing the financial risks faced by Melbourne home buyers who skip building and pest inspections. Hidden defects like water damage and termites can lead to costly reports post-purchase. With same-day reports and extended availability, DC Building Inspectors aims to provide buyers with crucial information before making a decision. Andina copper intersects near surface porphyry QMO mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation has reported exceptional drill intercepts from the Cobrisco project in Choco, Colombia. Drill hole CDH008 extended the Cobrisco Central QMO porphyry system to the north, with near-surface mineralization starting at 52 meters downhole. Additional drill holes CDH009 and CDH10 are underway to further explore the mineralization. The company's systematic drilling program continues to expand the mineralization footprint, with results from CDH009 and CDH010 expected to extend it even further.
25-year lawn company enters Warrenton, VA residential market. Reliable Lawn Care, a family-owned company with over 25 years of experience, has expanded its full-service lawn care offerings to Warrenton, VA. Homeowners in Warrenton, Gainesville, Haymarket, and Manassas can now access the company's expertise in turf management and landscape maintenance. With a focus on quality and long-term relationships, Reliable Lawn Care aims to provide consistent, professional lawn maintenance to residents in the Northern Virginia region.
Mitch Gould's Retail Playbook: How Brands Get Into Major U.S. Retailers. Mitch Gould, a retail distribution strategist, shares strategies that help products secure placement in major U.S. South retailers like Walmart, Target, Costco, and Amazon. Gould's evolution of distribution platform helps brands navigate entry into the U.S. South market by managing logistics, regulatory alignment, market positioning, retail placement, and post-placement marketing. Successful retail placement requires preparation, infrastructure, and execution, says Gould.
Dr. Bowler brings braces and Invisalign to Dyer Inn. Bowler Orthodontic Arts in Dyer Inn now provides braces and Invisalign for patients of all ages. Dr. Bowler aims to offer comprehensive orthodontic care to families in the area, with a focus on individualized treatment plans. The practice's dual location setup in Dyer and Crown Point ensures accessibility and convenience for patients seeking orthodontic solutions. Crown Point Orthodontist offers braces and Invisalign. Crown Point Orthodontist, Bowler Orthodontic Arts, expands services to include braces and Invisalign options for families in Crown Point and Dyer, Indiana. Dr. Bowler, the lead orthodontist, aims to provide personalized care with transparent treatment timelines. The practice now offers traditional metal braces, ceramic options, and Invisalign clear aligner therapy, utilizing digital scanning technology for efficient and effective treatment outcomes.
Gairon publishes 300-plus studies across 40 years in plastic surgery. Renowned plastic surgeon Dr. Bahman Gairon receives the prestigious AAPS Honorary Award for his groundbreaking contributions to plastic surgery. With over 300 publications and 1,200 lectures, Dr. Gairon's innovative techniques have earned him international acclaim. His work in facial plastic surgery and migraine treatment continues to impact patient care globally, solidifying his legacy of excellence in the field.
AeraBeauty.com shifts full product line to professional series, standard in 2026. AeraBeauty.com announces its full transition to the professional series standard with the launch of the vitamin C cream in fall 2026. The clinical grade formulation will be available exclusively through licensed MedSpot partners, not sold direct to consumer. The product, featuring a stabilized vitamin C concentration of 150,000 ppm, is designed for professional treatment protocols, marking a significant milestone for the brand.
Silver Crown Royalties reports first quarter results and delivers record quarterly revenues. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. reports first quarter results, revealing a record quarterly revenue of $665,854, a 119% increase from the same period last year. The company closed two strategic private placements and welcomed mining investor Michael Gentile as a strategic advisor. Despite an improved total loss, Silver Crown remains optimistic about positive cash flow from operations in the upcoming quarter.
Delingni AG has reported a positive start to the 2026 financial year with a 4.0% increase in turnover to euro 18.1 million. Despite challenges in the market, the EBITDA margin remains stable at 6.4%. The company plans to propose an increased dividend for 2025 and confirms its forecast of around 66 million euros in revenue for 2026. Delingni Group continues to focus on revenue diversification and international expansion.
Intershop simplifies AI adoption in B2B commerce with Spring 2026 release. Intershop Communications AG announces the Spring 2026 release of the Intershop Commerce Platform, simplifying AI adoption in B2B commerce. The release includes Copilot for Buyers, offering made for B2B workflows and a visual product finder, and Copilot for Merchants with an expanded set of AI agents, a unified pricing package for all AI features provides flexibility and cost control for customers.
Generation Uranium engages Plutus Invest and Consulting GNMB Heech for marketing services. Generation Uranium Inc. has engaged Plutus Invest and Consulting GDMBH for marketing services, including consultation on advertorial marketing and public relations strategies. The agreement, effective from May 12, 2026, involves an advertisement-based investment awareness campaign focused on the European investment market. Plutus will be compensated with a media budget ranging from euro 100,000 to euro 250,000. Contact Plutus at Buchstrasse 13, Bremen, 28,195, Germany, or email contact at plutus@plutus.de, phone +4942-1175-40174.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on MarketWise 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on MarketWise, noting a positive trend in 1Q26 with improved subscriber growth, higher ARPU, and reaffirmed cash flow targets for FY26. Despite reported revenue decline, underlying operating trends remain strong. MarketWise is seen moving beyond previous challenges towards a more valuable subscriber base, supported by solid financials and a focus on shareholder returns.
Innovatik Inc. reports Q1 2026 financial results and operational update. Innovatech Inc. reported a 44% decrease in revenue for Q1 2026, totaling $648,140. The drop was primarily due to changes in a major customer project. Despite a gross profit of $202,231, with a margin of 31.2%, down from 53.6% in the prior year, the company recorded a net loss of $401,295. Management is focused on diversifying and strengthening the company's platform to reduce revenue concentration risk.
Line eMobility reports Q1 results and confirms fiscal 2026 outlook. Line eMobility AG has reported its Q1 2026 results with revenue at €3.3 million and positive EBITDA at €0.3 million, despite lower revenue. The company is transitioning to new high-performance battery cells, expecting a revenue boost in the second half of the year. Line also confirms its 2026 outlook with revenue above €35 million and a strongly positive EBITDA.
BioStem Technologies to present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational. BioStem Technologies, Inc. will present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational in Los Angeles, CA, on May 18, 2026, at 1:30 p.m. ET. The company, known for its regenerative medicine products, will have its management team speak at the event. Interested parties can access the live and archived webcasts on the Investors section of BioStem's website. BranchOut Food Inc. announces first quarter 2026 earnings call and shareholder update. BranchOut Food Inc. will host a conference call on Thursday, May 14, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss its first quarter 2026 financial results and provide a corporate and shareholder update. The call will include prepared remarks from management and a Q&A session. Participants can dial in or access the call via webcast. For more information, visit BranchOut Food's website.
Winners Inc. announces 300-to-1 reverse stock split to position for strategic growth and future uplisting strategy. Winners Inc. has announced a 300-to-1 reverse stock split to position for strategic growth and future uplisting strategy. The move is designed to increase per share price, attract institutional investment, and meet minimum listing requirements for a higher exchange. The reverse split will be effective at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on May 13, 2026.
DataVault AI DVLT highlights edge computing strategy ahead of Senate digital asset legislation vote. DataVault AI highlighted its strategic edge computing network ahead of the U.S. Senate Banking Committee's Digital Asset Market Clarity Act vote. The company anticipates regulatory support for increased demand in data processing, tokenization, and AI infrastructure. DataVault AI plans to deploy a mini data center network in over 100 U.S. South metropolitan markets, with a 48,000 GPU fleet scheduled for release in Q3 2026.
Bullish BLSH to acquire Equiniti in $4.20. Billion transaction 01 Texpor. Bullish has announced the acquisition of Equiniti in a $4.20 billion deal, aiming to lead in blockchain native capital markets. The move combines Bullish's digital asset platform with Equiniti's transfer agent capabilities, serving 3,000 public companies and 20 million shareholders. The acquisition is set to create a global transfer agent platform for tokenized securities. Closing is expected in January 2027, pending regulatory approvals.
Greenland Energy GLND targets frontier energy opportunity as global supply pressures intensify. Greenland Energy is targeting frontier energy opportunities amidst intensifying global supply pressures. With a focus on Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, the company aims to unlock untapped hydrocarbon resources to enhance long-term supply security. As geopolitical instability and reserve depletion drive interest in new energy sources, Greenland Energy positions itself strategically within the evolving global energy landscape.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., highlighting advancements in regulatory and commercialization preparation for OST-HER2. Key milestones include regulatory clarity with EMA rolling review and TGA endpoint alignment, upcoming survival data catalysts in mid-2Q26 and early 4Q26, and financing options to support 2026 activities. For more information, visit Stonegate's website.
Investor news breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC expands equity research division with 3 senior analyst appointments. Titan Partners, a division of American Capital Partners, has appointed 3 senior analysts to expand its equity research platform. Scott Buck, Kyle Bowser, FHD, and Adam Kelsey, CFA, bring over 40 years of combined experience in middle market equity research, enhancing Titan's sector-focused capabilities. The firm aims to strengthen its investment banking platform for small and mid-cap public companies.
Phoenix office furniture firm logs 3 decades and 40-plus manufacturer ties. Total Office Interiors, a family-owned office furniture dealership in Phoenix, celebrates its 30th anniversary and top Southwest status for Evolve and Global. With over 40 manufacturer ties, the company offers full-service workspace solutions to Arizona businesses, from design to installation. Their recognition as the highest volume dealer in the region reflects their commitment to serving clients of all sizes and industries. Triple HBA credentials earned ahead of Alabama summer season. Ahead of the upcoming summer season in Alabama, Engel Services Heating and Air in Sylacauga has achieved a rare feat by holding 3 key HBA credentials: Rheum Pro Partner, NATE Technician Certification, and Carrier Authorized Dealer Status. With temperatures rising and demand for cooling services increasing, the triple credential status sets Engel Services apart as a trusted and verified option for homeowners in central Alabama seeking reliable HAV services.
LiveOps certifies agents per client before first live contact. LiveOps has implemented client-specific agent certification processes, ensuring agents are certified before their first live contact. This approach sets LiveOps apart in the outsourced call center industry, providing businesses with experienced agents who deliver consistent support across various channels and time zones. By offering flexibility and scalability, LiveOps helps companies improve customer experience outcomes without the fixed costs of traditional in-house contact centers.
QVOL Infrastructure Capital partners with NASDAQ to offer its first NASDAQ ETF. Infrastructure Capital has partnered with NASDAQ to launch its first NASDAQ ETF, the Infrastructure Capital NASDAQ Option Income ETF. QVOL, this ETF aims to provide high monthly income and capital appreciation by investing in companies from the NASDAQ Composite Index. Unlike competitors, QVOL will actively manage its equity portfolio and option activity to generate income and capture market upside.
Investor news breaks. AI Maverick Intel Inc. issues initial consideration shares for proposed Heal Access Canada acquisition. AI Maverick Intel issued 76.5 million common shares to HEA Group Holdings as part of their proposed acquisition of HEALL. Access Canada Inc. The total consideration has been adjusted to 100 million AIMV common shares. The companies are moving towards a definitive agreement and planning an uplisting to the OTCQB venture market
as part of their capital market strategy.
Custom Pool Design Services expand in Santan Valley AS. Custom Pool Design Services in Santan Valley AS have expanded, offering homeowners integrated backyard transformations through a single contractor. Island Pools and Landscaping now provides new design capabilities that include freeform and geometric pool shapes, water features, decking, and landscape installations all under one plan. The company's focus on the Santan Valley community showcases their commitment to providing a complete design process for every homeowner.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.